It is the Punch Drunk Secret Patreon podcast. It's just me and Tebow now, this time. Just two young G's hanging out, talking.
Old school, new school.
Yeah, what's going on in your life, man? We never talk enough. I never see you.
No, we talk every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday, but there's a lot of days between that.
From 11:20 to 12:50.
Okay. It has gotten down to an hour and a half, which I'm fine with.
For our two-hour podcast.
An hour and a half, two-hour podcast.
Just been working on my new episode of 92.7 The Pod's coming out.
So what is this, a monthly thing now?
No, what we're going to do now is every month there is a brand new full hour episode, which, just so people know, 30 hours this week we've been writing it. We record 5 hours of audio that we then cut down to 1 hour.
My God, dude.
It's that much work. But
are you loving it?
It's a lot of fucking fun, dude. It's really fun to come up with all these characters and do all this kind of shit. It really makes me feel like back in the stupid dummy days.
Yeah.
And all that shit. It's that kind of fucking fun.
Duncan's got cancer.
It's that kind of fucking show. And so what we're going to do now is we're going to release so we'll do an hour full episode. And then 2 weeks later, we release a half hour very special episode.
Okay.
It's
bi-weekly.
It'll be bi-weekly. And then every month, it'll be the full one. And then there'll be two or three commercials. It'll be very themed in the second one. This will be a Christmas episode where...
And is this the pilot, or is this episode one of season 12?
Nope. It starts at season 3. This will be episode 2 of season 3. And then there are rumors that all of next season rewinds 2 years to season 1.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
It's going to be excited. Now, in season one, black people allowed in studio yet?
Well, it's only 2 years earlier, but I will give you a hint. I am not on episode one of season one.
Oh, shit.
Somebody else gets fired, and then you find out how I got to be on that.
Could Casey Kasem be the new...
Case Keenum?
Case Keenum.
Casey Kasem.
Please call this Casey Kasem. This one should be... And I'm Casey Kasem, and that was a touchdown.
And I'm running the Vikings offense. I'm a journeyman from fucking Los Angeles.
Now let's read a story from a person in Duluth, Minnesota.
That's one of the best ones you've
had. She writes in to say she lost her dog, Mr. Pickles, and she misses Mr. Pickles.
I'm running a spread offense.
Can you please play End of the Road by Boys to Men for Mr. Pickles? Stacy, this is for you and for Mr. Pickles. This is... Boys to Men.
Yeah.
End of the Road.
I love it. Do you think he could be the next Kurt Warner? Where, like, Kurt Warner bounced
Casey
around?
Casey Kasem or Case Keenum? Who are we talking about?
Either of them.
You know, he's done well this year.
I mean, like, in that offense.
Kurt Warner is like a Hall of Fame quarterback, though. So
right.
But he was also a Hall of Fame grocery bagger before fucking.
He bounced around a lot. He came into the league very old.
Well, he did NFL Europe and stuff, too.
NFL Europe. Arena League.
Okay, let me ask you something.
But
if,
I don't think
if Casey Kasem.
Once again, it's I'm Casey Kasem.
Whatever the guy's name is,
Dick Clark.
Whatever his name is, yeah. How do you think that guy would do?
Not as good as Wolfman Jack would have done in the NFL. I'll tell you that right now.
How do you think he would do in the Canadian Football League or European?
His arm's not. He doesn't have the tools that Kurt Warner had.
Oh,
Case Keenum is not
anywhere
near.
It's a whole different thing. I mean, look,
but I just don't think
he got very lucky. Kurt Warner got very lucky because he was a perfect backup for that offense, that high-octane offense, and that's exactly what he did in the Arena League, which was ping, pow, ping, bam, boom, boom, hike, snap, hike, you know, hike it, throw it, all three-step drops, very few five-step drops with when he had fucking Torrey Holt and who was the other receiver that they had that was great?
Isaac Bruce,
Torrey Holt.
Yeah.
I mean, he was playing Arena League in the NFL on turf. They were called the fastest team on turf. I don't think he could have had Kurt Warner been the backup in that same era of, let's say, the Bears or somebody else, and he came in. I don't think he would have done that same thing.
Well, I mean, he did pretty well in Arizona, too. I mean, he had a really good career just in Arizona, right, after that.
No, actually, yeah, he did have a good one for like 2 years, right?
Right,
like,
I mean, because he's old, though, yeah. I mean,
right.
But after that.
At the Giants, he sat. They didn't let him play. Young Eli.
He was done.
But no, the Giants were before Arizona.
What do you guys both think? I was talking to Ren Azizi about this the other night. What do you guys think about this Eli Manning benching?
Can I talk about it?
No, let's not. It's a goddamn podcast.
Have you heard, like, there's a conspiracy about it? Oh, God, I don't even want to bring it up after what happened earlier.
What?
That.
I mean, I'll tell you exactly what happened. Okay. You can throw Moon Man in on this if you want.
No,
but
it's not that. That Kaepernick is suing the NFL right now. And the Giants are the only team that's never had a black quarterback. And it's like they kind of wanted to be like every one of our teams have had a black quarterback.
Black starter.
Start.
Start.
Yeah, a starter.
They've had one.
Yeah, who? Starter.
No, he just has.
They've never had a black starter. Yeah.
Yeah. They got one right now. They have one right now.
Right, right. They've never had a black.
Start.
Yeah. Like, has Green Bay? Well, Hudley,
they got one right now.
Yeah, but he, like, I think he was the first one. And then you add, then the Giants, same thing.
I thought Green Bay had one before. But I mean,
New York is the last.
But Green Bay, it's hard to. See, that's a hard thing to quantify.
Right.
Because if Brett Favre has a 16-year career starting,
right,
and then Aaron Rodgers takes over, and he has 13 years, and you're like, no black quarterback started. No black quarterback has won the starting job.
Right, but let's go
back. We've had black quarterbacks in camp all the time.
Right,
but for 30 years, we've had the same two guys.
I get that, but that's the theory is that
Bart Starr before, you know, you can go back, Don Majkowski.
Right, right.
Here's why I think you're wrong real quick is because the initial plan was to let Eli Manning start the first half and then bring those guys in, but Eli Manning didn't want to do it.
And Eli Manning said, no.
And welcome to the Untitled NBA podcast here for the Punch Drunk Patreon. I want you to say what happened.
The Comedy Store is in the basement. They have a studio, and that's where we record. So I'm walking down the stairs to this studio tonight, and I hear Sam's in, and this is not uncommon to walk down the stairs and hear Sam talking about some kind of conspiracy bullshit. Now, I'm using bullshit liberally. It could, you know. He was talking about Hillary Clinton and some uranium. I caught that and the government. I'm like, all right. I tuned it out. I walked into the studio control room. And then I hear, don't touch me! Don't you touch me, man! And Sam goes, dude, I'll fight you! I will fight you, dude! And then it really went up to a 10 for about 5 minutes. You guys were screaming at the top of your lungs at each other.
Okay.
I don't know. And this is my question. How did it get from Hillary Clinton to you guys almost killing each other?
So what happened was is that I brought him down to talk to him because
you brought him down here.
I go, hey, dude. Because we used to talk politics all the time. And then up until
Were you guys already talking politics upstairs?
No, I go, hey, man, I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you about this thing that's crazy. You know, about Kushner. I want to bring up Kushner and all this shit.
Jared Kushner.
And he brought it up. And then I go, dude, they're all fucking dirty. He goes, you think that? I go, yeah, dude, uranium won. And his face changed. And he got really angry.
Like a lizard kind of deal or what?
Like fucking like really angry. Like really angry. Like zero to fucking like jihad because he's like Middle Eastern. I mean,
and let's just real quick. That's because he knew that Sam was about to talk about Hillary Clinton, right?
About the uranium deal that he says isn't true and it's totally true. This I know this is a different
Which
podcast.
Which implicates Hillary Clinton, yeah.
But I'm fine with it. So he gets in my face, right? And then he grabs my fucking shoulder and I'm like, oh, now he's fucking touching me. Yeah. And so I move forward because I've seen a bunch of these fucking betas here. They fucking talk shit. Uh-huh. And then you step to them and they're like, oh. So my face starts screaming. So I moved really close.
Yeah.
And I go, don't touch me, dog.
Did you catch any spit? Because you guys were really loud.
Okay. So I thought we were
really,
going to have
though,
a real
did
conversation.
Did you guys get any spit?
So then he grabs me and then he grabs my hand.
Yeah.
And he starts squeezing my hand.
That's weird, yeah.
And that's when I fucking
Where
go,
was your hand when he grabbed it?
Because I talk like this. I go, what the fuck are you talking about?
So it was up by your shoulders.
Right here. And he grabs my hand. He goes, dude, it's total. And then he starts calling me fucking names. Johnny,
you
and I have been in arguments.
Yeah, we never.
I've never even come close to that.
Well, because we have respect for each other, I think.
Tebow. Yeah. I've argued. You know, I mean, I've been here 17 years. We've had some.
They've been on the air, some of them.
I've never touched anybody. Yeah. I don't believe in violence. But if you're going to fucking touch me and you're going to call me fucking names. Guys,
raise your voice.
Guys, try. Hey,
if you want to hear more stuff like this, go to the Patreon, you guys.
Go to patreon.com/punchdrunksports and support the show. What's the difference?
It's not a backslash, by the way. It's a forward slash.
It's a forward slash. Yeah. Go there.
The difference is the right one and the
wrong
one.
Just, you know, the slash.
But, guys, support the podcast. You
support
can listen to
it.
Stuff like this. It's a lot. We had a good episode today. We always have bonus stuff with great guests like Joe Rogan and Bert
Why
Kreischer.
Is Cumtown getting so many people?
Fuck Cumtown.
Fuck Cumtown. Support Punch Drunk Sports, where winners win.